Welcome this afternoon to Heartwarming Leadership Resources, the monthly mentoring resource designed to awaken, revitalize, and maximize your leadership within the business or church you serve. Good morning, this is Cliff Myers, the founder of Heartwarming Ministries, and today, after about 40 years of experience both in the business world and in leadership in the church, I want to address the issue of problems. What giant is before you that you need to knock out of the way? As you prepare for the future, what looms ahead of you that bothers you, that disturbs you, and perhaps even intimidates you at times? So this morning, we're going to look at David in the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel in God's Word. And as we look at David in God's Word, we will find some real practical ideas, or we might say principles, as to how to knock out the giants in our lives. Now, you may be saying at the very beginning that this lesson is more about positive thinking because it seems to deal with how you think about the problem, but it's more than that. And it's more than enthusiasm because enthusiasm deals with how you feel about the problem. And it's more than action because action is how you act in reference to the problem. This is a principle-driven leadership session. One of my favorite stories is a story that resonates from the late 1970s, and it references a tightrope walker by the name of Carl Wallenda. Carl Wallenda died in 1978 in Puerto Rico, falling from the wire that was strung between the 10-story towers of the Condado Plaza Hotel. Now, there was a news reporter that interviewed Carl's wife, who was also a tightrope walker, just after the fall. This news reporter asked Mrs. Wallenda what she was thinking before her husband's fatal fall. And here was her response. She said all Carl thought about for the 3 months prior to falling was the fall. It was the first time he'd thought about that. And it seemed to me that he put all of his energies into not falling rather than walking the tightrope. Mrs. Wallenda added that her husband went so far as to personally supervise the installation of the tightrope, making certain that all of the guide wires were properly secured, something he had never done before in the past. And when Carl Wallenda poured his energies into not falling rather than walking the tightrope, he was virtually destined to fall. I want to challenge you today to focus on walking forward, not on falling down. Carl Wallenda poured all of his energies into not falling, and my friends, that's exactly what he did. We do the same often when we look at a problem in a negative light rather than looking at it in a positive light. When we think negatively, the result is usually self-fulfilling. So in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we're going to look at some principles in reference to David as he meets the giant Goliath. Now, the first thing that I want you to notice is in verse 29. It's interesting, David says in the King James Version, "Is there not a cause?" In other words, what is the purpose or the cause that makes me want to attain or tackle the problem that I have? Is the cause worthy enough for my energy, my time, my commitment, my effort, for the risk that's involved in it? One of the most frustrating things in life for me is for other people to waste my energy and to waste my time. You know, it's interesting. One person said, "Little minds have wishes, but big minds have causes." I want you to note that behind every great accomplishment, there is a purpose. And a purpose is the only thing that will allow us never to give up. Think about going on a trip. It's easy to pack. It's easy to look forward to. But the problem is when you pack to return. This fall, when we took our family down to St. George Island, Florida, we all anticipated the trip. We enjoyed it immensely while we were there. But when it came time to pack up and board the plane to make our trek back to Cincinnati, the fun was nearly over. So let's talk about a purpose for just a minute. There's an acrostic for purpose that was developed by John Maxwell that I really like. P stands for pray more than ordinary. U stands for unite more than ordinary. R stands for risk more than ordinary. P P stands for plan more than ordinary. O stands for observe more than ordinary. S, sacrifice more than ordinary. And E, expect more than ordinary. So my dear friend, when you have a purpose, it involves more than the ordinary. Always, every single time. And that which puts us head and shoulders over everyone else is purpose. It's not genius, it's not talent, it's not location, it's not who you know, it's not the breaks you get or the gifts or the luck that you have. It's the purpose that you're dedicated to. Now, the only difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary is a purpose. And when David looked at Goliath, my friend, there was a purpose there. So the first thing that I want you to remember is you need to understand your cause or understand your purpose. Secondly, you need to count the cost. You see, when God measures a man, he puts the tape measure around his heart, not around his head. Now, to defeat Goliath, David paid a considerable price. First, there was criticism. You know, many do not charge the Goliaths of life because they want the crowd to cheer before it happens. Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd seldom cheers before it happens. They generally want to climb on board after it happens. The cheer often comes after the giant is dead, not before the giant is dead. In fact, the truth of the matter is they were probably making comments to David as he walked down that hill towards Goliath, and something to the effect of he's going to make mincemeat out of you. He's going to slaughter you. And then there's loneliness. David did not charge the Goliath with the army. They didn't join with him. They were in their tents with their knees knocking back there on the hilltop. They weren't going to join David as he moved forward to Goliath. And when you face the giants of your life, oftentimes you're going to charge them alone. If you remember historically, Christopher Columbus was told the earth was flat. And he went against the world as he traveled to what he considered the Indies. It was Henry Ford that was told that the automobile was a worthless idea. You know, every person that's ever killed a giant will tell you that it's impossible. David Livingstone, one of my favorite missionaries, traveled to Africa. He said, "If you have men who only want to go the good road, I don't want them. I want the men who will come even if there's no road at all." Ladies and gentlemen, you need to count the cost if you're involved in ministry and involved in leadership. And then finally, we need to chart the course. You know, as soon as you commit yourself, your statement's going to be tested. Saul tested David. If you look at chapter 17, verses 31 through 40, you're going to find out that Saul severely tested David. And he wanted to hold David accountable for what he had claimed to be able to do. If you look at verse 41 to 47, you'll notice that David did not attack the problem by himself. In other words, he considered Christ. He considered the power of God. Verse 44 is a verse of positive thinking, but verse 45 through 47 are verses of positive faith. I like what the Apostle Paul said when he said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," in Philippians 4:19. I can. That's positive thinking. Do. That's positive action. All. Well, that's positive faith. Through Christ. Well, that's the positive power. Many years ago, an evangelist by the name of Richard Strickland signed my Bible as a teenager, and he wrote a verse in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that is within us." My dear friends, as you face the giants, consider the power of God and the power of Christ. And then finally, in verses 48 through 53, we'll note that David charged his challenge. The challenge was a giant. Verse 52 is the key to the whole story. "Those we lead will not kill giants in their life until we do." It wasn't until after David slew Goliath that the children of Israel began to shout and have faith once again in the almighty power of God. And when we become a giant killer as a leader, it affects those under us, those around us, whether it's in the business or in the church. You might remember Pat O'Brien, who was a shot put thrower in the Olympics, that 16-pound ball. You might remember that he threw it 57 feet, and everyone said no one would ever throw the shot put 60 feet. Instead of hopping around, he moved around like a discus thrower, and he perfected his technique, and finally he threw that 16-pound ball over 60 feet. It was in 1954 that Roger Bannister, the first person to break the 4-minute mile, actually broke that challenge. Up to that time, everyone said it just simply could not be done. The human body couldn't take the stress and the strain of running a mile in under 4 minutes. But after Roger Bannister did it, within the next 2 years, 213 men broke that barrier. And since then, there have been literally thousands that have been able to accomplish that. So what are some of the lessons that we've learned today? Well, first of all, we fail not because of big problems, but because we have a small purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goliaths do not defeat us. It's our small purpose that defeats us. Number two, usually we charge the Goliaths of life by ourselves. Someone has to stick their neck out. It might as well be you and me, but let's take God on our side. Third, small successes lead to great successes. Number four, success for most people comes after someone has done the impossible. Number five, positive thinking generally yields positive faith and positive results. Number six, we are responsible for the future successes of those around us. Number seven, if you focus on God and you isolate yourself from the losers in the crowd, you will end up killing giants. There were no giant killers in Saul's army until David took those Hebrew happy meals down to his brother that day. Number eight, be confident in every battle that you face. And number nine, be determined to have daily victory over the giants in your life. Thank you for joining us today.